We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career.
I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program, coming to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital and on the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube. We welcome you to the show. We have already started to play the races today, a half a world away at Maidan Racecourse in Dubai. It is Dubai World Cup evening there. Dubai World Cup morning here, and everything else in between, that's for sure. They have run three races already at the Maidan Racecourse on Dubai World Cup Day. We'll get to the results in those in just a moment. Want to welcome all of our listeners listening on our anchor radio station here in town, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, and of course our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android, and Google Phone covered with your apps. Of course, you can get your KSHP app to listen to us through the radio station and the YouTube app to see and hear us through YouTube. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the Race Day Show on a busy, busy Saturday morning. All right, it's 43 degrees outside right now here in Las Vegas. We're going to get up to 60 degrees. But the weather here is not as important because, as you know, no matter what's going on outside, it's always fast, firm, and perfect in the race book here. We are talking about the racing conditions and the weather conditions out on the racetracks around the country. Now, you know that we've been telling you about that terrible storm that's going through from the south on through the Midwest on through into the Northeast. It's like a swath that goes across the country that's producing flooding-type rains. I mean, they're getting pummeled with rain. And in certain areas, even tornadoes and tornado watches. So right now, that weather, the bad weather, is centered on over two particular racing racetracks that are supposed to be racing today, and that is Oaklawn Park in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and Keeneland in Lexington. Now, you already know that Keeneland has canceled today's races, as they did yesterday, opening day. So their opening day, supposedly and hopefully, it'll be tomorrow as the storms finally make their way onto the East Coast. So Keeneland is not racing today. It has not raced yesterday. But Oaklawn Park had decided halfway through their card yesterday to cancel today's racing because of the bad weather as well. So no Oaklawn, no Keeneland today. As far as the temperatures are concerned, hey, look, Miami's got 82 degrees, New York City 52, with a chance of rain there. Important, because today is Wood Memorial Day out at Aqueduct Racecourse. So we keep an eye on the track and weather conditions there in New York. As far as the other parts of the country, Chicago is 51. Phoenix, Arizona is going to get to 79. In Southern California, it's going to be clear and sunny and 79 degrees for the big Santa Anita Derby Day out at Santa Anita. And again, as far as we're concerned here in Las Vegas, we're going to make it up to 72 degrees today. That is the weather conditions right now around the country as it pertains to horse racing around the country. And, of course, if you look at the weather map, you can see it's just terrible weather going on from the eastern part of Texas through Oklahoma, Arkansas, parts of Tennessee, all through Kentucky, up to Ohio, then through Pennsylvania and going up to New York. That's the tract of the system right now. You have snow in Canada. You have snow in New Mexico, but it's really clear on the West Coast. So that's the way it's going to shape out today as far as the racing is concerned. Now, let's take a look at what's happening a half a world away at Maidan Racecourse in Dubai. Weather seems to be fine there. Remember, they're delaying the post times. They have set back the post times in Dubai at Maidan quite a bit, about an hour from the original scheduled post times because of the extreme heat going on in Dubai. Right now I'm taking a look at the satellite signal, and it looks to be nice and clear, and the horses are now making their way around the paddock for the fourth race. First race was an Arabian Handicap Stakes race. The winner there was First Class. That horse paid $22.40 in the American Paramutual Pool. Remember, we have an American Paramutual Pool here in Las Vegas, and the book is open. People are playing races right now at Maidan Racecourse for the Dubai World Cup. The first thoroughbred race, the flats, I should say, was the second race, a two-mile turf handicap. The winner there was Dubai Future for Sousa aboard, paying $11.40. And then the first of the really races that we've been concentrating on, the Godolphin Mile at a mile on the main track for four-year-olds and up, went about 10, 15 minutes ago. In this race, we had a couple of American horses in it. Little Vic with John Velasquez aboard. Florent Garreau was aboard Machistri. And Frankie Dettori was aboard Doug O'Neill's Raging Torrent. In the end, the Americans won. Raging Torrent wins the Godolphin Mile with Frankie Dettori for Doug O'Neill, paying $9.90 in the American pool. Finishing second was King Gold, and third in the race was Kazoo Petrin. That's how it went in the Godolphin Mile. Now we're looking at the horses that are just about ready to leave the paddock and onto the main track for the fourth race. This is the Alcaz Sprint at 6 furlongs on the turf. There are no American interests in this race, but I can tell you that right now, as the morning line favorite, Believing is at 5-2 in this race. We'll wait and see and catch up on the odds and results in there as we move through the race day show. Taking a look at what happened yesterday around the country, Santa Anita. Antonio Frasu had a couple of winners. He won the first race for Mark Glatt, paying $4.20. Came back in the fourth race for Francisco Rodriguez. That horse paid $5.20. Armando Arayuso had a big day. He was the riding. He had a riding triple yesterday. In the second race, he won his first race with Manet at $6.60 for Andy Mathis, who also had multiple wins yesterday. Trainer Andy Mathis. And then we went to Yuso's second win of the day was the eighth race on the card for Mike Pipe, paying $4.20. And then Ayuso came back in the 10th and final race for Andy Mathis. So Andy Mathis and Armando Ayuso paired up to win two races with each other yesterday. That was Ayuso's third win of the day, however, and paying $5 even. And as far as Mr. Berrios, we were talking about how many races he's won on the turf. He added another one yesterday. He won the third race on the turf, paying $9.20 for Ron Hansen. Ryan Hansen, right now, he is sitting at 35 wins on the meet. 28 of them have been on the turf, that at Santa Anita. It was a very formful day yesterday at Santa Anita. I mean, really super chucks. The highest-priced winner paid $15.20. Everything else paid under $7. And the pick six only paid $656.80. At Gulfstream Park, several had multiple winners. Miguel Vasquez won the first race, paying $11 for Jose D'Angelo's first win on the day. Then Vasquez came back in the third race, paying $6 for Todd Pletcher. And so he had his double there. Paco Lopez had Vasquez had three wins. He came back in the fourth race and paid $580 for Nolan Ramsey, who also had a couple of wins on the day. Ramsey had his first winner with Paco Lopez and his first winner in the second race, paying $5.40. And then Lopez came back in the eighth race for Ken Sweezy, paying $4 even. Ramsey's second win of the day was on Vasquez's third win. That win, again, at $5.80. And Jose D'Angelo's second win of the day was the sixth race with Edwin Gonzalez aboard, paying $4.20. A very formful day yesterday at Gulfstream. The first race winner at $11 was the highest priced winner of the day at Gulfstream Park. The rest paid under $7 mutuals. A very chalky day yesterday at Gulfstream. I want to thank Jonathan Hardoon for his winner in the fifth race. He gave us Lianza. Lianza won and paid $5.60, bet down from 7-2 with Edgar Perez aboard at Gulfstream Park. Aqueduct. Yesterday, Jose Lascano had a couple of wins. He won the first race for Bill Mott. His first win of the day was the second race for Bill Mott. That paid $2.60. And then his second winner came for Linda Rice, that had her second winner of the day as well in the eighth and final race, Despo's Dream. That was Jonathan Ardoon's pick on the show. So Jonathan gave us a $7 winner at Aqueduct as well yesterday. Lascano's second win, Linda Rice's second win as well. And, of course, Linda Rice, her first win of the day came in the fifth race with Kendrick Carmouche at $4.60. Chris Engelhardt had a couple of wins. He had back-to-back wins. Trainer Chris Engelhardt won the third race with Lane Luzzi paying $7.60. Came back in the fourth race with Javier Castellano paying $16.80. And then Castellano added to another win for himself in the seventh race. Castellano won his second win in the seventh, paying $4 even to give Brad Cox his second win of the day. Cox won the sixth race as well with Luis Rivera Jr., paying $3.40. And as far as the pick six yesterday at Aqueduct, that paid $1,400 and $1,401. Oaklawn Park, yesterday, Francisco Arrieta had three wins. He won the second race at $9.20, the third race at $6 even for Kenny McPeak, and came back in the ninth race, paying $17.20. The Asmussens, Eric Asmussen and his father, Steve, paired up for a couple of wins. They won the first race at $6 even, came back in the seventh race, and paid $27.60. Some looking at some of the results from yesterday. And as we look to the TV signal, their horses are milling around behind the starting gate for the next race at Maidan Racecourse. Remember that the Dubai World Cup will be the last race on the card. It'll go at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. You got plenty of time to watch the Dubai World Cup as well. The Al Khaz Sprint will be the next race coming up, and they are starting to load into the starting gate for that. We'll take our first break quickly, and when we come back, we got Jonathan Ardoon, Rich Eng, John Lindo, and Jerry J standing by. We're going to go over the Kentucky Derby prep races as well as their picks, etc., while weaving in the results from Maydan Racecourse as we continue on our show. And we're just getting started, folks. Get to YouTube and start chatting away on the chat box. Subscribe if you haven't already. It's free. And we're off to the races on this Saturday morning. Don't go away. We'll be back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. They're still loading in and milling around the starting gate for the fourth race at Maydan Racecourse, the Alcos Sprint. So we'll wait and see if we can get that result after the racing menu. Now we're going to go to the racing menu, the extensive racing menu today. And, of course, as we remind you, always on the racing menu, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're in the Pacific time zone, no problem. These are the first post times, by the way, that will roll out in the race books behind us today, race book behind us. And, of course, in the Pacific time zone, no problem. If you're in any other time zone, just adjust to it from the Pacific time zone wherever you're at, and you'll get the first post times right. We don't want you to miss anything like, of course, I miss Mom and Dad. All right, here we go. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has a pick six jackpot carryover of just $878. That's it at Laurel. First post time for their nine races set at 9:10. 9:10 at Laurel. Mahoning Valley Racecourse has eight races. Mahoning Valley Racecourse pick six jackpot carryover, $10,136. Eight races. First post time is at 9:15. Tampa Bay Downs has nine races today. Tampa Bay Downs has a super high five carryover of $5,382. And their first post time at Tampa Bay for nine races set at 9:25. Aqueduct. Now listen up, folks. Aqueduct first post time was scheduled to be at 9:10, but they backed up first post time at Aqueduct. The first post time at the Big A now is at 9:30. 9:30 is the first post at Aqueduct, and they have changed post times for all the ensuing races, all 13. So check and make sure you don't get locked out on any of the races. But Aqueduct's first post time today is at 9:30 today at Aqueduct. And as far as the races are concerned, 13 of them, five stakes races. The first stakes race will be the seventh race, the Distaff at 7 furlongs. Scratch number six, Royal Spa. Royal Spa is out of the Distaff. That'll leave six to go. Even money favorite there is Iris Maxima with Frank Pennington aboard. Then we go to the Gazelle. That's the ninth race on the card for three-year-old fillies, holding 100 points in the Kentucky Oaks points there in the Gazelle, which is the ninth race on the card. Scratch number one, Late Night Call, and number eight, Liam in the Dust. 1 and 8 are out of that race. Even money favorite in that race is Ballerina D'Oro with Dylan Davis aboard. That's the ninth. Tenth race is the Carter Handicap at 7 furlongs. This grade two sees eight in it. And in that 10th race, scratch the 8, Sheriff Bianco. The 8, Sheriff Bianco, is out of the 10th, the Carter. The morning line favorite there at 2-1 is Quince Brew with Michelle Sanchez aboard. Then we got the 11th race, the Excelsior, at 1.25 for 4-year-olds and up. In the 11th race, scratch number 1, Film Star. Number 1, Film Star, is scratched there. 7 go to the post on that one. 2-1 favorite is Batten Down with Joel Rosario aboard. And then the 12th race is the Wood Memorial at a mile and one eighth for three-year-olds. As we say, this has got 100 Kentucky Derby points to it for this Wood Memorial. Scratch number 6, Hill Road, and number 9, Bear Claw Necklace. Number 6 and 9 are out of the Wood Memorial. In this race, the morning line favorite at 5-2 is Rodriguez, the Bob Baffert trainee. Bob Baffert and Mike Smith have the favorite in that race, breaking from the rail, the Wood Memorial. 13 races today at Aqueduct, and a first post time at Aqueduct of 9:30. Again, 9:30 today at Aqueduct. Remember, the first post time is at 9:30. The track is fast. It is cloudy and 51 degrees at the Big A today. Then we go next to Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park has 10 races. Their first post time is at 9:50. Their pick six jackpot carryover, $353,067. $353,067 in the pick six jackpot carryover, which was, by the way, most of it carried over from the last meet on Sunday. 10 races today at Gulfstream Park. First post time there is at 9:50 at Gulfstream Park today. Oaklawn Park has 11 races. The feature is the Rainbow Miss, but Oaklawn Park has been canceled today, so there is no racing today at Oaklawn. They have canceled their racing card, of course, as well as Keeneland a couple of days ago because of bad weather. Bad weather at Oaklawn Park today. Sunland Park has 11 races, 11 quarter horse races, as a matter of fact. Five of them are stakes races. First post time at Sunland Park with a pick five, a regular pick five carryover of $3,098. That's the regular pick five carryover at Sunland. 11 races and a first post time of 11:25. Then we get to Santa Anita, which will be the great Derby race place today. Santa Anita's first post time is 12 high noon. 12 high noon at Santa Anita today. Five stakes races. They'll roll out like this. The second race will be the Echo Eddie Stakes at 6.5 furlongs for three-year-olds, a field of eight before scratches. 5-2 favorite there. I'm a bad boy with Edwin Maldonado aboard. Then comes the Santa Anita Oaks, 100 points for the Kentucky Oaks at grabs there. The Santa Anita Oaks, the fourth race on the card. Six go to the post in this one. Tenma is the even money favorite with Juan Hernandez. And Bob Baffert is trying for his second career Santa Anita Oaks, Santa Anita Double. His first to one came in 1999 with General Challenge and Excellent Meeting. He has he's loaded for bear with favorites in both the Santa Anita Oaks today and the Santa Anita Derby. His Oaks favorite is Tenma at even money. The Monrovia is the fifth race, grade three Monrovia at 6.5 furlongs on the turf. Six go to the post there. Queen Maxima is the big 4-5 favorite with Juan Hernandez aboard. The sixth race is the Evening Jewel at 6.5 furlongs for three-year-old fillies. Nine before scratches in that one. And the favorite at 5-2 is America's Mark with Hector Barrios. Number three, America's Mark, is the favorite in the Evening Jewel. And then we go to the Santa Anita Derby. It's the 10th race on the card. The Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby has 75 Kentucky Derby points on up for grabs there. The 6-5 favorite is Journalism with Umberto Rispoli. The second favorite at 9-5 is Citizen Bull. That's the Baffert trainee, one of two Baffert trainees in the race, with Martin Garcia. 12 races today at Santa Anita and a first post time of 12 high noon. Evangeline Downs has 10 races. Their first post time is at 3:30 at Evangeline. Charlestown has 8 races. Their first post time is at 4 p.m. Charlestown has a... they hit the pick six jackpot yesterday at Charlestown, a monster payoff there. So they'll start it anew today. First post time, Charlestown, is at 4 p.m. Wrapping it up with Los Alamitos in Southern California. Los Alamitos has a first post time of 6:30. 9 races, 2 thoroughbreds, 2 thoroughbred quarter horse mixed, and 5 quarter horse races on the card tonight. 2 and 2 and 5. That makes up the 9. First post time is at 6:30. All righty. They did run the race at Maidan. We'll get the official results on that in just a moment. Now going out to Jonathan Ardoon, standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my man. A lot of activity going on today, that's for sure. It's starting a half a world away at Maidan Racecourse. Hey, the Americans, the first shot out of the board. We got the job done with Raging Torrent, Doug O'Neill's horse, in the Godolphin Mile. The Alcaraz Sprint was just run. We'll wait and get the results there. But what about stateside here today with the Wood Memorial and the Santa Anita Derby?
Yeah, we got terrific racing, you know, and unfortunately, Keeneland and Oaklawn both had to cancel today, but better them not running than having problems and having field scratched down to 4 and 5 horses. You'd rather them postpone it a day or two and try to get the whole card in.
Well, you know, and the thing about it is really we want to make sure that, you know, there's good, safe racing going on. And really, when you get those sloppy and off tracks, you're not going to get true performances out of horses. So it was best that they do that. And, of course, Oaklawn Park, they're going to run their Saturday card tomorrow on Sunday. They're just shifting it over one day. And they're just going to cancel the Sunday card, except for the stakes race there. Their stakes race will be on.
That'll be run as the 12th race tomorrow.
Yeah.
So they added the race. They're keeping the original stake that was supposed to go, and it will now be the 12th race.
Well, the Rainbow Miss for the fillies was today, scheduled for today, and the Rainbow for the Colts was scheduled for yesterday. So they're going to run those two races yesterday. But the rest of yesterday's, rest of that card. And they'll cancel Saturday. But
it's getting confusing, Ralph. It's really getting confusing. Monday is Tuesday. Tuesday is Saturday. Saturday is Wednesday. Good luck.
You confused me even more now. I thought I had it down. Let's see now. Keeneland tomorrow is going to have their regular Sunday card tomorrow.
Right.
Monday, Keeneland's going to have the Friday card over there, which includes the Ashland, by the way, with Kentucky Oaks points.
And Tuesday will be Saturday.
Going to have today's, which includes the bluegrass. Hey, listen, folks, just go out to the book every day and enjoy betting the races. How about that? In any case,
they're going to run Keeneland like 8 or 9 straight days. So
yes,
that's
yes, they are. And you handicappers are going to be working 8 or 9 straight days, too. So stand by for maximum smoke there. All right, listen, let's get started with taking a look at the two big races with Kentucky Derby points today. I guess we'll go to the Wood Memorial first.
Actually, this is going to be one of my three radio plays.
Oh, okay.
And I love the number 2 horse in here, Captain Cook, a 3-year-old colt from the Richard Dutrow barn. 3 career starts. He's run well in all 3 of them. His last race was at Aqueduct at this distance. Manny Franco rides 7-2 on the morning line. A couple of late scratches in there. Number 6, Hill Road. Number 9, Bear Claw Necklace, both coming out, still leaving a field of 8. I like number 2, Captain Cook, to win this year's Wood Memorial.
Well, unless they scratched more than just those 2 horses, it'll come down to a field of 10. There were 12 originally scheduled.
Oh, I didn't turn the page. You're right. You're right.
Don't confuse me anymore, okay, Jonathan? We've got a lot of bouncing balls working today on the show, trying to keep up everybody up to date with what's going on. Captain Cook, number 2. Captain Cook is the horse that you like in the Wood, and is also your pick at Aqueduct. Number 2, Captain Cook, with Manny Franco aboard there. Any thought about the Gazelle, which holds 100 points for the Kentucky Oaks?
Yeah, the Chad Brown horse is going to be very tough to beat in there. Ballerino D'Oro, you have 2 late scratches in there, which now leaves a field of 6. The top horse, Late Night Call, and the bottom, Liam in the Dust, are both been scratched. Ballerina D'Oro looks to be better than these. She's breaking from an inside post as well. You know, the only horse that has a shot, I think, to beat her would be number 7, Pure Beauty. But I like Ballerina D'Oro in there.
Okay. That, of course, is the 2 horse in that 9th race. And that will start the late pick 5, I believe, in all 4 stakes races in a row. And then the 13th race is an optional claiming race. So, you know, we might be able to single the late pick 5 starting out with number 2, Ballerina D'Oro. But if I was going to play exactas in that race, I'd take 2 horses. I'd take the 4 horse early on with Javier's Castellano. And I'd take that long shot, the 6 horse, Duria, I guess is how you pronounce it, at 20-1 on the morning line. I think that horse might be able to get into the exotics there, trying to make something happen in the race with the big dead favorite in that one. But you like Captain Cook in the Wood Memorial in that race. And, of course, what do you think about Bob Baffert sending Rodriguez out there? You know, we're assuming that he's going there for points, right?
Absolutely. Not only that, what's he going to do? Run three horses in the Santa Anita Derby? That would be silly. So it's counterproductive. So I guess, you know, he's trying to separate them. And that's part of the strategy for these trainers, to get points and to keep them separated from other horses they have in their barn.
All right. Well, let's go to Santa Anita and take a look at the Santa Anita Derby that Mr. Baffert has two of the five in that race. But his horse is not neither one of them are the morning line favorite. That goes to Journalism for Mike McCarthy, and that horse will break from the rail with Umberto Rispoli. But, of course, when you're talking only a five-horse field, unless he stays trapped on the rail by the other four horses, he shouldn't have a problem with the trip.
No, and not on the whole question is Citizen Bull is a speed horse, has one way to go. Barnes is a speed horse. They're both trained by Baffert. Barnes needs the points. Citizen Bull and both him and Journalism don't need the points. I would expect Barnes to put in a top performance today. I think he's going to turn the tables and actually win this race.
Now, you're playing the chess game that you think Bob Baffert's playing with.
I'm handicapping
horse.
The trainers and in trainers' intentions. So what should I do?
Yeah, well, I mean, that does make sense. You know, Citizen Bull has enough credentials, has enough points to get into the Kentucky Derby. But and you don't have to have him wound up right now because this is not the first Saturday in May. And Barnes needs the points if he wants to get into the Kentucky Derby, that's for sure. So you're handicapping Bob Baffert. But what are you going to do about Mr. McCarthy with the Journalism?
But he doesn't need the points either, Ralph. He's just going to get a nice, easy trip. If he picks up the pieces, he picks up the pieces and wins. I don't think they're getting to the bottom of this horse today. You know, obviously, he could be good enough just to win on his own.
Yeah.
He could be that good, and it's a short field, you know. But I just think, listen, they paid $3.5 million for Barnes. He's going to want to show something, and it's just the way that I'm handicapping the race. I'm handicapping the connections.
So you're handicapping more of the trainers right now in this race rather than the horses, because all the horses are capable of winning this race.
Of course. Sure. Absolutely.
Okay, let's backtrack to the fourth race on the card. This is the Santa Anita Oaks. 100 points for the Kentucky Oaks, and the Kentucky Oaks is getting to be just about as important a race as the Derby, although, because, you know, we don't want to sidestep the ladies. It's a big day, the Kentucky Oaks, on Friday, and the Santa Anita Oaks possesses 100 points for the Kentucky Oaks field. And in this race, Baffert does have the favorite in Tenma with Juan Hernandez. This could be a little bit more of a chess game than maybe the other one.
Yeah, but Tenma is certainly the horse to beat. Again, another short field, six horses. Baffert has two of the six in the race, and the race goes through Tenma. She's certainly the horse to beat here. 4 for 5 lifetime, has never run a bad race, and let's see how she does today. But she's clearly the horse to beat.
All right, Jonathan, we'll wrap you up by getting us some picks at Santa Anita, maybe Gulfstream.
All right, let's go to Gulfstream first. Look at the sixth race today. It's 5 furlongs sprinting on the turf. And I like the number 4 horse in here, Biz Biz Buzz. This is a 6-year-old gelding who was claimed 2 starts back by trainer Jose D'Angelo. You could draw a line through this horse's last race. He was breaking from the rail, all kinds of trouble, shuffled back, and now he's going to get hopefully a clean trip in here. You're getting 10-1 on the morning line. I like number 4, Biz Biz Buzz, to win today's 6th race at Gulfstream.
Well, Mr. Hardoon has got all the buzz going on the 4 horse. Number 4, Biz Biz Buzz, 10-1 on the morning line. I hope we can get that in the 6th race, the 4 horse, your play at Gulfstream Park. And we'll wrap it up back at Santa Anita, I guess.
11th race, 6.5 furlongs down the hillside turf course, Ralph. And I love the number 5 horse in here, Miss Roberts. 4-year-old filly from the Jeff Mullins barn. This is not my kind of horse. 18 starts, 1 win, 6 seconds. However, Hector Berrios re-rides today. This horse is going to get a great setup in here. I love the price. 8-1 on the morning line. Number 5, Miss Roberts, upsets and wins today's 11th race out at Santa Anita.
You are finally just up to here with getting beat by Berrios on the turf course with your pick. So you're going with Berrios today. Good way to do that there, buddy. In the 11th race, number 5, Miss Roberts. Hector Barrios riding on the turf, and we all know his stats on the turf. The 5 horse in the 11th race at Santa Anita. And you know what's going to happen? If this horse loses today, everybody's going to say, you put the kibosh on him. But in any case, in any case, those are your picks, and I want to thank you so much for your contributions on the show this morning. You have full sheets at Santa Anita, at Aqueduct, and at Gulfstream Park today, right?
JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right. You got it, Jonathan. And by the way, we got the results of the Alcaraz sprint in that race. The favorite on the morning line at 5-2, Believing wins the sprint on the turf there at Maidan. William Buick aboard paying $12 even. When Carmeline was second, and third in the race was Regional. So you've got the 9-8-7 betting numbers winning the fourth at Maidan. And now it's on to the UAE Derby, and we'll be back with Rich Eng. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All righty, back on the Race Day Las Vegas radio program as we continue in the fast lane on a busy, busy Saturday. We're about 17 minutes away from UAE Derby in Maidan. This holds 100 points for the Kentucky Derby future book. I mean, Kentucky Derby points. 100 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard, not the future book, but the leaderboard. And in this race, have a couple of American interests. Flood Zone for Brad Cox and Florent Garreau. And we got Refid, John Velasquez riding for Doug Watson in that fifth race, the UAE Derby at a mile and 3/16, 17 minutes away. Maybe we have a chance of squeezing it in before we wrap up our show. Let's now go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
And I got to tell you, my man, we've got the Derby prep races. We got Oaks prep races today around the country. And we've got the Dubai World Cup coming up at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time today. And, of course, the Final Four is today in college hoops. First of all, how do you see that today?
Well, my pick in college basketball today is going to be the Florida Gators -2.5 over Auburn. There still is a small question mark next to Jahani Broom, the All-American for Auburn. He hurt his right arm, but he came back into the game last week, Ralph. But we'll see if he's at 100% or not. But Florida has faced Auburn before during the regular season, blew them out at Auburn, going with the Florida Gators.
All right, you're going with the Florida Gators there. Any thoughts about who they'll meet Monday night in the championship?
I am definitely leaning toward Houston, and if you're going to bet Houston, just wait till closer to tip-off because I think it'll go to 6. It's 5.5 right now. But if you like Duke, bet now. If you like Houston, wait a little bit. You'll probably get the 6.
All right, you got it. Quickly, Wood Memorial, thought?
I like number 7, Grande, a 2-for-2 for Todd Pletcher. This horse is a Curlin colt, looks to be improving rapidly. Gets Dylan Davis, square price, 5-1, Ralph.
All right, the 7-horse Grande in the Wood Memorial and at Santa Anita Derby.
I tell you what, you know, Bob Baffert's a pretty clever trainer, as we've seen over the over the decades. He knows Barnes needs the points. I think he's going to construct a strategy to make sure Barnes gets the points.
You are in the with Jonathan Hardoon in the same thought process there, knowing that Citizen Bull has enough points. Getting Barnes in could be important, and so you're going to lean towards handicapping the trainer's intent and not the horses themselves. You like the four-horse Barnes as well in the Santa Anita Derby. Now we'll take your pick and we'll let you go.
I tell you what, Ralph, I don't know if you guys saw or used my horse yesterday, Dino Dave, in the last race at Santa Anita. I tell you what, he was 13-1 at the top of the stretch. You should have heard me screaming in my living room, because if he gets all, if he wins, Ralph, I get all the marbles. But he ran second at 13-1. I still made pretty good money on the race.
Yeah, the horse that won the race definitely got the trip, because he was last going into the far turn, had a swing wide in the middle of the stretch, but he was coming on. And unfortunately, people that saw that race will probably be a shorter price in his next start. Got a pick today.
Race 11. I tell you what, let's set up another Sirocco play with Jonathan. Uh-huh. And the angle I'm going to take is the number 11, Shocking Gray. Drayton Van Dyke returns to Southern California. This horse is 6-1. This horse was ridden all wrong in the Irish O'Brien. For some reason, they put this... Antonio Frazier put this horse on a lead. This horse is a dead closer. I think that's how Drayton Van Dyke will ride him today. He'll come from far back. Number 11, Shocking Gray, to upset the 11th.
All right. Easy to remember. E11 in the E11th. The 11th race, number 11, Shocking Gray, is your pick. Jonathan comes with the 5, so there's another Sirocco play for me. The exacta box of 5, 11, 11, 5, but you have the 11. And you have your full sheet of handicapping for today at Santa Anita right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. Going to be a fun day, Richie. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, let's all make some money, Ralph. Thanks, and good luck, everybody.
You got it, my man. Hey, we're going to be right back with our closing act, John and Jerry. Don't go away.
If you're celebrating a special occasion or just love fine dining, you're in the right place. Come experience the crown jewel of South Point restaurants, Michael's Gourmet Room.
Welcome.
With over 600 different types of wines and magnificent dishes prepared tableside, you'll revel in the rich classic Vegas decor and the best black tie service in the world. This intimate gourmet room has earned accolades galore. Come to Michael's Gourmet Room for an unforgettable dining experience. Another famous restaurant is the Silverado Steakhouse, where you'll find the charm and service that discerning patrons require. From top quality steaks and chops to fresh seafood and desserts, you'll love the award-winning wine list and menu at Silverado Steakhouse. Steak lovers have even more options with primarily prime rib. Catering to hearty appetites, the menu features a variety of flavorful prime rib cuts, dry aged to ensure tenderness, and then seasoned and slowly roasted. Although prime rib is our specialty, it's not the only thing on the menu. There's something for everyone.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, horses in the paddock for the UAE Derby in May, Dan. And we got about 11 minutes to post time for that race. Back stateside, we're going to Southern California, where John Lindo is standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. A busy morning already.
Yeah, it is, man. And Doug O'Neill's already struck with Royal, Torrent. So we got the job done there in the Godolphin Mile. But we have a few more American horses yet to go, and they're loaded in the Dubai World Cup. But getting back to states, unless you have a thought about the World Cup.
Well, the World Cup looks like forever young. He's going to be 3-5. I think he's probably one of the best dirt horses in the world.
Yeah.
And from what the commentators are saying, speed is very good on this Maidan City racetrack, and he's going to be up front. So everything in his favor today.
All right. Back stateside, we go to Aqueduct. You have on the Linda report, you have the late pick 5 at Aqueduct and full card at Santa Anita. Late pick 5, the last 5 races at Aqueduct, the full card at Santa Anita, and of course, suggested pick 4s and pick 5s, and of course, all the goody information on one complete comprehensive Linda report available right now in only one place, and that is here at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, complimentary. because they love horse players, and they're out here playing early this morning. All right, let's go quickly to Aqueduct and take a look at that Wood Memorial.
I'm on the same horse as John Hardoon. I thought Captain Cook looked very good winning at this distance over this track last time out. If it rains like it's supposed to, he can handle a wet track. He's tactical. Rodriguez will probably have to go from the rail. I think he just follows Rodriguez around, and we'll see. You know, Rodriguez has never shipped before and has some questions to answer. I like Captain Cook in the Wood Memorial.
That's the two horse in the 12th race, the Wood Memorial. A thought about the Gazelle for the three-year-old fillies.
Well, Ballerina D'Oro missed her return to as a three-year-old because she got sick, and I thought she needed the last race to come back start at Gulfstream Park. Now, she stretches it back out to a mile and eighth where she ran a super race behind Muhima on this surface. Again, a local horse that gets what she wants to do, two turns on the Aqueduct main track. She's even money on the program. I don't know if they can beat her. She's a single for me in that late pick five.
All righty, and now we'll get to Southern California, where the weather is going to be typically Southern California postcard type of weather. A beautiful day there. Should be a great day of racing at Santa Anita. 12 races, some good competitive races, but some look like the favorites got them over a barrel. First, we'll go to the Santa Anita Oaks. That'll be the fourth race on the card, holding 100 points for the Kentucky Oaks. And, of course, Bob Baffert's got that favorite, Tenma, in that race with Juan Hernandez.
Yeah, you know, she's the one to beat. She's already a graded stakes winner. She runs well fresh, and she's going to sit outside and stalk, and I just think she's just a better filly than these. The only filly I think that you have to worry about is number three, Vodka with a Twist, but she just doesn't win much. She'll loom up and kind of hang a little bit, and if she does that, Tenma's going to beat her. So Tenma over Vodka with a Twist in a very formful race for me.
Yeah, it looks like you're going to have to punch the exacta straight to see if you can make a chicken soup out of chicken feathers in that one. And the Santa Anita Derby with five in it, this becomes a chess game. And we've had already two handicappers figuring out the trainer intent rather than the actual, the horse's abilities. And what do you say about the Santa Anita Derby?
Well, the trainer intent is right. The horse that needs the point, the two horses that need the points the most, number four, Barnes, and then you also have Baeza. Baeza's bred to get the trip. I don't think Barnes wants a mile and an eighth. I really don't. And I'm willing to take a stand against him here. Journalism should have been a short horse last time. Instead, he ran down Barnes like it was nothing. He'll only improve with the race under his belt and a mile and an eighth. He doesn't have to run his best race to win. I think he's going to win right back. He'll have to catch Citizen Bull, who I just think is faster than Barnes early. I know the two Bob Bafferts won't hook up. But if they all break alertly, I think Citizen Bull has to go from the inside his stablemate. So Citizen Bull on the lead. I think Barnes flattening out and Journalism coming to pick them both up.
All right. Journalism is your pick in the Santa Anita Derby. Maybe we could do an exacta to try to make chicken soup out of chicken feathers in that one and take Baeza in the second spot just in case, you know, they really got him cranked up to get some points. Maybe that's the way going in there. All right, John. You have a selection for the your regular selections of both Aqueduct and Santa Anita, so let's go to Aqueduct first.
Aqueduct, 13th and final today. The favorite, Dolomite, has disappointed at short odds a couple of times. This looks like a horse you want to try and beat. I like number 10, Sohana, coming off the layoff for trainer Brad Cox. Lasik's back, dropping to the proper level. The barn does very well with fresh horses. This horse was second in a stakes race last summer when it was last seen. So I just think this horse is well spotted. If you get the 5-1 on the morning line, you take it. Number 10, Sohana, race 13 at Aqueduct.
All right, 13th race, final race at Aqueduct. Number 10, Sohana in the 13th at Aqueduct. And now we'll go to Santa Anita for your official pick there.
Seventh race today. This is a maiden race, and the video on the workouts of number 4, Tight Squeeze, are very good. This is a filly that's got a lot of fight. She doesn't like to lose these team drills. Bred to love the grass. John Sadler here, you guys had already talked about Hector Berrios. Here he is again. He's on a live 8-1 shot on a filly that should like the grass. So race number 7, number 4, Tight Squeeze at Santa Anita.
You're going with Berrios on the grass. You guys have finally have learned, I think. And then the seventh race, number 4, Tight Squeeze, the 4, Tight Squeeze, Berrios on the turf at 8-1 on the morning line. Seventh race, the 4 horse, John Lindo's play. Remember, full lender report for Santa Anita and the last 5 at Aqueduct right now here at the South Point Racebook free of charge. Hey, thanks a lot, John. Enjoy.
Have fun today. Enjoy the baskets and the horses, Ralph.
You better believe it, my man. Now we're going to go out to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, I know you have a thought both on the Wood Memorial and Santa Anita Derby because you did Santa Anita and Aqueduct power pages for it. So let's go to Aqueduct first. How do you see the Wood Memorial?
Yeah, I would say I only did 25 races yesterday. you know, we come to the Wood Memorial, and Captain Cook, he's just such an impressive-looking horse as he's gone through his, you know, this opening cycle. His first race at six furlongs was just was nothing. He got bumped and stuff, and it was six furlongs. He's not a six-furlong horse. They stretched him to seven. He got a little sharper. As he got through the last part of that race, he just extended his stride. They send him out at the Withers a mile and eighth. Same exact thing. He's fast enough and kept getting faster and faster as the race went longer and longer, finished in 12-3. This is a rooting horse that's developing right in front of our eyes, very much like Journalism looked going into his last race to me. Mm-hmm. I think Captain Cook is phenomenal at 7-2. I think you're just getting with the benefit of it. I can't imagine you'll get 72 on a Dutro horse, but if I get 2-1 on this, I'll be very pleased.
Okay, and that is going to be your official pick at Aqueduct as well, correct?
That is correct. I'm going to play the 2. I'm going to make a good win bet because the horse wins at 2-1 or better.
Certainly.
I'm cashing and making money.
Okay.
But I'm going to have the 1, 3, 7, and 8 and some exactas, small reverses. I'm all about the 2, Captain Cook in race number 12.
All right, so you like Captain Cook in the Wood Memorial and your play on the show. That's the 2 horse. The link-ups that you have are 1, 3, 7, and 8 and reverse Wood Memorial, 12th race on the card. What do you say about the Santa Anita Derby?
A Journalism. This is a phenomenal-looking colt, and you know, he's just, I think he's too good for these, but we'll see. I know one thing is that I wouldn't be looking to upset him at all. He's just, I mean, he came into the last race probably needing the race, and he, you know, he had a kind of an easy trip down on the rail, and then he just swung out, and his class showed. And I think it'll be a lot tighter today and move forward. So what I'm concerned about is him running too big today and knocking himself out for the Derby. But I think he's going to be very tough to beat today.
Even if Bob Baffert does a little chess game with his horses and tries to get Barnes not to challenge Citizen Bull and try to get the points to get in the Derby, mm-hmm. You still like the One Journalism to go by both of them, right?
I don't think there's any chess game that can beat Journalism.
All right.
It's horse racing, and we always get fooled at times. But I'll take Journalism over Citizen Bull. I don't like. I heard you talk about Baeza to try and make an exact. Maybe that's an idea. It's not one that appeals to me.
Okay.
I think that I think the right play is if you get a little bit of money on him, maybe 3-2 or better. You just take Journalism, and if the chicken soup
comes
wins.
All right, chicken soup comes in another race. All right, now we'll get your official play at Santa Anita.
Yeah, I got a really good-looking play in a guy named Joe, the 3 horse in the 3rd race. Okay. Coming off a layoff, he ran really nicely. He was stuck wide. It came out a little bit slow. Hernandez 6 with him. I like that. I just like a guy named Joe in the 3rd race an awful lot, 2nd off a layoff. I think he's better than these.
Okay.
I'll take the 3 over the 5-7-8, reverse 5-7-8 over the 3. But the 3 going a mile on the turf.
You got it. In the 3rd race at Santa Anita, a mile on the turf, number 3, guy named Joe, the 3. And your link-ups are 5, 7, and 8, and reverse. The 3 is the key. Remember, folks, Jerry J's power pages for all of Santa Anita and all of Aqueduct and all that work he did is available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. Well, all I can say, it is just about 30 seconds to go until post time for the UAE Derby at Maidan. The horses are still milling around behind the starting gate, so we won't be able to give you the results of that. The Dubai World Cup is yet to come, and all those great races at Santa Anita and Aqueduct. So all we have to say, folks, is just enjoy this day, look for some great plays, and we want to thank all of our handicappers for doing a great job on today's show for you and for me. One more thing to say, Jerry. Go ahead and say it, buddy.
Have a great
great race day, everybody.